This is Max Headroom, and what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister sounding intros to one of the greatest epics ever produced.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I'm sure we'd like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Don't even try it. I saw you. Conga from Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine. I am Teresa G, and this is the 80s Revolution. Hopefully, you are singing and dancing along. I hope you do. And of course, follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Couple of shout outs to some new friends following me on social media. Wendy, Bree, Stephanie, Jimmy, guys, thank you so much. Remember, you have a say in what I play. All you got to do is shoot me an email or hit me up on social media. I'll be glad to put your song on my list. It's the80srevolution@gmail.com. And I do have a few other things to tell you. Sunday, April 28th, write it down. April 28th. Yes, on star1079.com, I will be doing an exclusive interview with author and podcaster Bob Magoo. That is coming up. Don't miss that episode. Of course, remember, if you do miss an episode, not that I encourage it, but it happens. If you miss one, just head over to my website and you can download for free at the-80s-revolution.captivate.fm. And what else did I want to tell? Oh, a little birdie told me that the Neon Icon Smash Ventura is about to start some new episodes of Smash Ventura TV. He's working on some new episodes of his podcast as well, guys. That is awesome news. I am a huge Smash Ventura fan, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that action. What else? What else? What else? Oh, yeah. Requested music. Rosanna, I got your email this past week, and I have lined up some music for you. And a little something for Stephanie down in Jacksonville, Florida. I know Stephanie. She's a friend of mine. Thank you so much for your email. And I hope to hear from the rest of you guys real soon. Your retro radio commercial of the week is just minutes away. Hang tight for the movie clip. A little later on, advice all 80s kids got the kids today need, fantastic, and boob tube. It's all right here on the one and only 80s Revolution.
Oh, What's going on in there?
Music.
What kind of music?
Disney. Rock and roll.
This is the place. I've got to get in there.
80s Revolution with Teresa Garrett.
Retro Radio.
Call it Master Power. Some guys got it, some guys don't. Skeletor's got this creep Spidor.
It's awful. Scary. Scary.
When Spidor's legs crawl into sight, you better step aside, because he also bites. Maybe he'll get you, maybe he won't. He's got Master Power. Some guys got it, some guys don't.
Got it?
Spidor's new from the Masters of the Youth. There's assembly to do. You need batteries, too. Other action figures sold separately from Mattel.
The 80s Revolution with Teresa Garrett.
Describe this feeling that I feel for her.
Why do I feel this?
Revolution with New Edition. Oh, I've always loved that song, New Edition. And if it isn't love, here on your 80s Revolution, that one's for Rosanna. She's up in Acworth, Georgia. And I would love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. Hit me up on the80srevolution@gmail.com or on social media. That works too. The 80s Revolution's on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Shout out to my TikTok friend, Jordan Rumsey. She's like the quintessential 80s girl today. Young college girl, but she lives and loves the 1980s. So if you're on TikTok, if you're on that app, or Instagram for that matter, she's there too. Look up Jordan Rumsey at Can't Buy Me 80s. You guys will love her. She is so much fun. Hands up, who saw the new Lisa Frankenstein movie? No? Yes? Maybe? Okay, well, let me get you started with it. Here's The Promise from When in Rome.
If you need a friend, don't look to a stranger. You know in the end, I'll always be there. When you're in doubt, and when you're in danger, take a look all around, and I'll be there. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I promise. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. But if you wait around the world, you know what to do. I'm gonna always be there. Sometimes if I shout, it's not what's intended. These words just come out with no cross to bear.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. But if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. And if I had to walk the world, I'd make you fall for me. I promise you.
Present the story of a guy.
Warning, I'm here.
And his bike.
James Bond kind of stuff.
Together for the first time in their first big movie.
I meant to do that.
I say we kill it.
Yeah! I say we let him go!
No!
Pee-wee Herman is Pee-wee Herman.
Hello!
In Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Be sure and tell him Large Marge sent ya.
80s Revolution with Teresa Garrett.
Hopefully you're having a ball, y'all. Stick around. Advice all 80s kids got the kids today need. That's next.
Do you love the 80s and love reading? Check out D.A. Wilkerson's Totally 80s Mysteries. Paperbacks and ebooks are available on Amazon. Or visit our website, danawilkerson.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Samantha Newark, and I'm probably best known as the original voice of Jem and Jerrica Benton from Jem and the Holograms, the cartoon series, the truly, truly, truly outrageous cartoon series, and Generation One Transformers. So if you're an 80s kid, hi, and I'd love to send you a video. So thank you, Cameo, for having me here, and let's get this started.
This is Lisa
and Ashley,
and you're listening to the 80s Revolution.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder.
kids got that kids today need.
Get up. Safety belt test at 9. Hurry.
Not another windshield taste test. Count me out.
What? The old pro backing down from a motorhome?
Nothing like that. I'm just tired of trying to convince people to wear safety belts. No one's listening.
Safety belt saved Barbara Mandrell.
You're right. Someone listen. Let's hit the road.
You hungry, partner?
Let's do some donuts on the way in.
Good idea.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt.
We love the 80s revolution!
Anika, released back in 1981. The song became her highest charting release, reaching number one in several countries, including the United Kingdom. I'm Teresa Garrett, and this, of course, is the 80s Revolution. Hang tight for Fantastic and Boob Tube, just minutes away right now. Another requested song from our friend Steph. Here's Tears for Fears.
Traceing and suggesting your face.
Revolution with Teresa Garrett.
Josie Cotton, and he could be the one. I'm Teresa Garrett, and of course it is fantastic time here on the 80s Revolution. This is where we discuss a fad from the 80s. This one goes right along with that song and the movie Valley Girl. And the fad is malls. So malls are kind of a thing of the past. You know, you do see them from time to time, but the popularity of the mall was definitely the late 70s. And throughout the 80s till probably about 95-ish or so. And I think strip malls and shopping online and all that kind of stuff kind of killed it. But back in the day, guys, the mall was the place to be. So depending on where you live, there were big malls, there were kind of smaller malls, but usually they were either one or two-story buildings. They usually had, just some really nice aesthetics to them. You know, there were usually lots of benches and big fountains and, in some cases, escalators going up and down if it was a multi-floor building. Lots and lots of stores for lots of shopping. I think the hub of the mall, at least for me as a kid in the 80s, because I can really only speak for myself, but it was definitely the food court. Listen, I still love to eat, okay? But it was the food court for me. And back in the day, the food court inside the mall was the hangout. You met up with your friends, everybody got out their money, and you just went around and started shopping. Some stores I really remember, like Camelot Music or Sam Goody, usually saw a merry-go-round. Claire's, of course, and don't forget those little glamour shot huts, you know? It's usually one of those, too. I don't know about you, but malls, thinking about the mall back in the 80s, serious nostalgia. Serious.
I'm not afraid to
little teary-eyed. The Cure. Love song here on your 80s revolution. I'm Teresa G, and it is Boob Tube time. This is where we watch a little 80s TV together. Just let me grab that clicker. Followed by Riptide and, of course, Matlock. As always, BoobTube is so much fun. Thanks for listening this week and every week to the 80s Revolution, for sending in those emails to the80srevolution@gmail.com and following me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Don't forget about my special guest and my interview with Bob Magoo. That's coming up April 28th, so write that down. Sunday, April 28th on star1079.com at 7 p.m. Until next time, guys, keep the 80s alive.